You're listening to SBS News.
Some of Hong Kong's most prominent pro-democracy activists were among 53 people arrested on Wednesday. About 1,000 police simultaneously raided 72 locations across the city, making the arrests under the strict security law China enacted in June. Prominent pro-democracy activist and chairman of the Civic Party, Alan Leong, has called the arrests ridiculous to the extreme, but is urging pro-democracy supporters not to be deterred.
We know that many in Hong Kong are very disappointed, but we appeal to the people of Hong Kong not to despair. We should insist on speaking the truth and living in truth. There will be light at the end of the dark tunnel.
Among those detained were 13 candidates from an unofficial primary election last year, two academics who helped arrange the primaries, and a US human rights lawyer. They stand accused of trying to overthrow the government. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chanying is defending the arrests, saying police were trying to curb external forces that sought to undermine China's security.
China is a country under the rule of law, and Hong Kong is a society under the rule of law. We support the Hong Kong police to perform their duties in accordance with the law. The rights and freedom Hong Kong people enjoyed have not been affected in any way. What was affected was that some external forces and individuals in Hong Kong colluded with each other in an attempt to undermine the stability and security of China.
But around the world, political leaders have all but universally condemned the arrests and called for the release of all 53 people. The last governor of Hong Kong, Chris Patten, says the arrests are an assault on Hong Kong's freedom and make a mockery of China's own national security law.
If they think they can actually lock up the idea of freedom and democracy forever, they're kidding themselves. The truth is they're absolutely terrified of what liberal democracies stand for. They're absolutely terrified of things like accountability, the rule of law. They believe in rule of laws and laws which they pass, and which are passed and then adjudicated by judges whom they appoint. And then we have to watch for is their attempts to actually undermine the independence of the judiciary in Hong Kong. They're already trying to do that. And I tell you now, they will do it even more in the next few weeks.
The national security law criminalizes any acts that undermine China's power or authority in Hong Kong or encourage secession from mainland China. The law came into effect at the end of June, after more than a year of widespread protests against China's attempts to curb freedoms in Hong Kong. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says the mass arrests are in violation of the freedoms protected by the Sino-British Joint Declaration, adding that the UK will not look the other way.
I think is further evidence that they're violating the freedoms and the autonomy of the people of Hong Kong as protected under the UK-China Joint Declaration, an international treaty. When China first imposed the national security legislation, they said it was to bring some stability to Hong Kong. What is clear from these actions is that actually it is designed to crush political dissent. We'll work with all of our international partners to ensure that China lives up to the international responsibilities, the international obligations that it's accepted and that you'd expect of a leading member of the international community.
The European Union also called for the immediate release of all the detainees on Thursday morning. Speaking after the arrests, European Commission spokesman Peter Stano said member nations are currently assessing their options and have not ruled out sanctioning China.
Our reaction to the arrests of more than 50 pro-democracy activists accused of subversion on the basis of their national security law sends a clear signal that political pluralism is no longer tolerated in Hong Kong. The national security law is being used to crush any dissent, to prevent people from exercising their political rights and their human rights, which are protected by the fundamental rights of both Hong Kong and international law, and are binding for China too. As the European Union, we call for the immediate release of the people who have been arrested.
And in a tweet, US President-elect Joe Biden's pick for Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, promised that the Biden administration would stand with the people of Hong Kong against what he called China's crackdown on democracy. Bernadette Clark, SBS News.